Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. Hello there. Now listening live. You're on Blog Talk Radio to the Ben Solomon Show. Here I'm going to be talking about the. Election, and one thing I'm going to be talking about in particular is I'm going to be talking about Donald Trump. This is my appeal to the Republican Party not to choose Donald Trump as a GOP nominee. Now, I understand how Donald Trump is at, and right now is the candidate who is apparently, you know, out there challenging political correctness and the GOP establishment. But let's face it, Donald Trump is not the answer. Donald Trump is about his ego. Donald Trump is about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is about inflating his ego and having his face all over the media. And let's face it, if Donald Trump thinks he can do that through being to the left of Bernie Sanders, he would come out to the left of Bernie Sanders. Let's face it, you know, for all those people who now... For those among the conservative Republicans who want to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt and say, you know, well, he's still converting to being a conservative. No, he's not. No, he is not. Let's just say it as it is. Donald Trump, at heart, is a big government socialist leftist. But he's ultimately all about whatever will get his face out in the media. Donald Trump is about whatever will get his face out in the media that is in front of cameras, and he's about what will and he's ultimately about inflating his ego, as I said. So just wanted to get that out there. Donald Trump. On almost every position at heart, I think Donald Trump supports the leftist positions. For instance, Donald Trump came out in one of the GOP debates supporting universal health care, that's government-run health care. And he said, you know, worked in Sweden and worked in Canada. Never mind that, like, in Canada, you see many people are crossing the border, you know, to come to America, you know, because of Canada's so-called wonderful health care system. I mean, let's face it. Trump is a narcissist baby, you know, and, you know, Trump has been teased for having stubby fingers because, I mean, he's an insecure brat. He's a baby. He's a narcissist. And even though he is running as a GOP nominee, Trump might as well, I'm not saying Trump is, but Trump might as well be coming from the, Trump might as well be an infiltrator from the Democrat Party I'm not saying Trump is an infiltrator from the Democrat Party, but Trump might as well be an infiltrator from the Democrat Party. He's a joke. He's a disgrace to the GOP, and please, 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 please don't have him as a GOP nominee. Please. You know, I left the Republican Party back in 2012 out of anger that Romney lost to Obama, who's, you know, and Obama is so far to the left. I'm going to come back to the Republican Party because I want to be among those who cancels out Donald Trump. Because, again, I just want to reiterate, he's horrible for the GOP. I mean, the only situation where I will actually vote for Donald Trump is if it's Trump against Bernie or Hillary, and there's no better third-party candidate. That's the only situation where I would vote for Trump. Because, I mean, again, as I said, you know, Trump is horrible. Trump is awful for the... by the way, I'll bring up the chat room. As I said, I mean, I'm saying it again, Trump is awful for the GOP. And the, as I said, the only situation where I'll vote for Trump is if it's him against either Hillary or Bernie, and there's no better third-party candidate. Now that I guess I already said my premise, I'm going to say why. Donald Trump, as I said, I mean, he supports universal health care, and Donald Trump supports partial birth abortion. Donald Trump came out supporting partial birth abortion, and Donald Trump supports Planned Parenthood, even with the news out there of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. Donald Trump supports partial birth abortion, and he supports Planned Parenthood, and he supports any leftist position out there. I mean, you know, he I mean, sure, he's not as bad as Hillary or Bernie, but that's surely, you know, a very low bar, to be honest. Because, as I said, Donald Trump came out supporting partial birth abortion. Now, when Ted Cruz ran an ad against Trump, you know, well, that really, that basically, you know, quoted Trump exactly what he said. When Trump said that he even supports partial birth abortion, you know, then Donald Trump threatened, oh, he's going to go sue Cruz. You know, Donald Trump came out stirring this controversy for himself. And I mean, and I'm not saying it's bad to stir controversy. I think, you know, in this environment of political correctness, I think it's very much justified to stir controversy. We've got to do it for the right reasons and for the right things. If you're just stirring controversy just for the sake of upsetting people and getting more media attention for yourself, that's a bad reason. If you're stirring controversy to promote what's right for this country, what's right for America, to promote ultimately what's right for the world, then that's a good thing. If you're stirring controversy in order to let people know that what they're doing is wrong, that's a good thing. I mean, it's really that simple. But if you're just like, you know, as I said, a petty brat, and you just want to get your face in front of the media, that's a bad thing. But, and Donald Trump is that petty brat who just wants his face in front of the media. At first, when there were all these protesters out there, you know, protesting against Trump, at first Trump was saying how that was at first Trump was saying how it was good that all those protests were coming because it meant more media attention for himself. Now, you know, Trump is threatening to use libel laws to go after people who criticized him. I mean, what a bratty baby he is. He comes right into politics, and face it, when you're coming into politics, expect that people are going to criticize you and stuff like that. By the way, the chat room is now open, so if you're listening live on the episode page on your computer, in order to get in the chat room, just reload the page and it'll be in the chat room. But the point of the matter with Donald Trump, as I said, is, you know, he's a narcissist baby with stubby hands. But, and, you know, because I remember, like, you know, there was a former editor of, Vanity Fair, you know, said that Trump's hands were stubby in one article. And then Trump kept on sending him a picture of his hands, trying to prove that, oh, they're not stubby. And then the editor kept on saying, yes, they are stubby. But look, the only thing that makes Trump's hands seem gigantic is Trump's brain. That's all I have to say. I mean, Trump is a narcissist with, like, a bunch of golden pacifiers in his, penthouse apartment, in the closet of his penthouse apartment, probably in Manhattan. Also, you know, he has these, the rings of these pacifiers are probably very small so then they can fit on his stubby little fingers when he puts them on. But, you know, okay, leaving all that joking aside, leaving, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, as I said, right now, you know, Donald Trump is now threatening to use libel law to go after his political opponent, specifically when Ted Cruz played that ad against Trump that showed that Trump supports partial birth abortion. Trump threatened he's going to use libel law to go after Ted Cruz. Trump threatened, oh, he's going to sue Cruz for that, just because, you know, Cruz quoted him based on what he said. Why? Because Trump doesn't want it out there that he supports partial birth abortion, because he knows it's bad for the Republican base. And by the way, just so you know, partial birth abortion is this barbaric procedure where they pull most of the baby out except the baby's head, and then they cut the baby's head apart or whatnot. You know, like, suck the baby's brains out, basically, and then, like, with scissors or whatnot, And that's exactly what it is, just leaving the head in the birth canal because, you know, because according to these sicko pro aborts, you know, even when you have most of the body already out, as long as the head is still inside the birth canal, it's not, the baby is not a human being yet. Oh, no, it's a clump of cells. I mean, well, technically it is a clump of cells because we're all a clump of cells from the scientific perspective. But, you know, the point is, you know, they want to try to say, oh, it's not a human yet. And then comes the whole thing, well, you know, Trump may not have been pro-partial birth abortion. He was just for allowing it. What's the difference? It's like, you know, with, it's like saying, you know, with slavery, for instance, you know. What if, you know, during the days of slavery, the abolitionists, you know, they were not pro-slavery. They would not have owned slaves themselves. They were personally against slavery, but they did not want to impose their moral values on the South. What if the abolitionists and the Republican Party during the time of slavery had that mentality about slavery? You know, we are personally against it. We would not own slaves ourselves, but we will not, but we don't want to impose our morals on the slave owners. Oh, no, 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 no. We still think it should be allowed. I mean, from today's perspective, you'd say these people are pro-slavery. Same thing with abortion and partial birth abortion in particular. Before allowing abortion for any reason whatsoever, and if you're for allowing partial birth abortion, you are a pro-abort. It's really that simple. The pro-choice movement and the pro-abortion movement is the same thing. Being pro-choice on abortion is essentially being pro-choice on murder. Being pro-choice on partial birth abortion makes you pro-choice on murder. And Donald Trump is pro-choice when it comes to murder, and make no mistake about it. And if these die-hard Trump supporters don't like that I say that and say, oh, he's part of the establishment, well, too bad. Because you want to know what else? I mean, this is what these deadbeat Donald Trump supporters say, basically. Oh, if you criticize Trump, you're part of the GOP establishment. No. No. No, I mean, no. No. Criticizing Trump does not make you part of the GOP establishment. Criticizing Trump just means you want something better than Trump. Why do we have to settle for, like, you know, the lowest of the low, you know, Obama and now Hillary or Bernie or Trump, who is also, like, I mean, Trump, who is not as bad as Hillary or Obama or Bernie, but, you know, is still the worst of the GOP lot. I mean, this is why, this is why I support, Ted Cruz for the, GOP nomination. Because I want Ted Cruz to be president. The reason why is because I believe we need a religious, small government conservative in office. That's what we need. Someone who actually, you know, who is willing to stand up to political correctness and the GOP establishment, but not somebody who just wants his face all over the media and who is like a whiny baby who says, I'm going to use libel laws to go after my opponents. Oh, that guy was insulting me. Oh, you know, not a spoiled bratty narcissist who just likes to get his face all over the cameras and is only challenging political correctness and the GOP establishment so then he can get his face in the camera. It's not someone like that. Someone who stands for principle. Someone like Ted Cruz. That's the bottom line. I mean, Donald Trump is a socialist. He's a pro-abort. And, you know, and that's for, like, this is what I think about Sarah Palin's endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, now, Sarah Palin, I would like Sarah Palin to be president. I would like Ted Cruz, Rick Santorum, or Sarah Palin. These are good choices for the presidency. I think Sarah Palin has a great vision for this country, and I think she would make a great president. But I think her mistake is endorsing Donald Trump. I think Sarah Palin has a great vision for this country. Donald Trump doesn't. I think she endorsed the wrong candidate for the GOP, and that's my, you know, criticism of Sarah Palin here. Now, also, let's get to also talking about, you know, Donald Trump and the issue of immigration. Now I will concede the point. I'm not one of those leftists who says Donald Trump only appeals to the white races, because if he did only appeal to the white races, he would not get as far as he is. He would not. Now, and you know, the liberal media has been saying, like, with Donald Trump's controversial comments, oh, that'll be his biggest downfall. If Donald Trump's biggest downfall is to come, it would not come from any controversial comment he makes that may upset people. It would come from, like, you know, if the problem of, like, illegal immigration still continued under his presidency. That would be Trump's biggest downfall, because that would, you know, disappoint many of his supporters. I will concede the point that Donald Trump does indeed appeal to legitimate anger that people have, particularly when it comes to what's happening with legal immigration. Now, I'm agnostic on whether we should build a wall on the American-Mexican border or not. I'm agnostic on that. My view on that essentially is, you know, we definitely need to guard our borders, and if a wall is the way to go, then I would support that. If we can guard our borders better without a wall, I would support that. I'm agnostic on whether to build a wall or not. However, although when it comes to, like, the leftist argument of, you know, well, I don't like the symbolism of the wall because of this, this, and this, you know, it was going to offend people. I don't care about whether – I care about effective policy more than on whether the policy is going to offend people or not. Like, for instance, you know, like, the security fence in Israel, you see specifically, you know, many people bash the I mean, see, like, the anti-Israel propaganda machine and those on the left have bashed Israel – I mean, they bash Israel daily, and they also, you know, bash Israel over the security fence. And even without the security fence, they would still bash Israel. But leaving that aside, you know, they accuse Israel of setting up an apartheid wall, because Israel sets up the security fence that has been very effective in stopping terrorism. And yet, nevertheless, even though that security fence has offended many people, and even though many people say, oh, it's the apartheid wall. The security fence in Israel has been useful in stopping suicide bombers and in stopping terrorism. It's an example of effective policy that may offend many people, and that's what I think we should have. I mean, whether it offends people or not, I think should be a non-issue. I don't think we should bend over backwards to offend people. I think we should have effective policy. If it offends people, we should still have this effective policy. If it doesn't offend people, we should still have this effective policy. We should have effective policy whether it offends people or not. And if people say, oh, it's bad imagery, I don't like how it looks, we should still do it if it's effective. Even if, you know, we build a wall in the Mexican-American border, and if it succeeds in, you know, in protecting our border, and if it does succeed in, like, you know, stopping terrorists from getting in, and in stopping stopping people from crossing in illegally, even if it is a wall that looks ugly, I would still support it. Now, that being said, to be clear, I'm not saying we should totally stop immigration to America from Mexico or coming in from that border. I'm not saying we should stop everybody who seeks to come in from Mexico to come from coming in. I'm not saying we should stop everybody who tries to come in from Mexico from coming in. I'm not saying that. Now, when it comes to people from who are trying to cross from Mexico into America, I think we need to decide on a case-by-case basis. Because, I mean, in all fairness, I mean, not everybody who comes in is, you know, a terrorist or a drug cartel, but the problem is there are terrorists who are infiltrating their way through that border, and they're working with the Mexican drug cartels and infiltrating their way through that border. And they are, of course, you know, some people who cross over in order to, you know, be able to support their families. Some people are only coming in temporarily. They come in to make, you know, some money in the U.S., even though it's not much here. It's a lot in Mexico, and they go back to Mexico to support their families. And so I think we need to decide on a case-by-case basis on what to do with the immigrants who do seek to come in from Mexico into America. I'm not saying don't let any of them in. What I'm saying is decide on a case-by-case basis. I mean, with some of them, I mean, yeah, we should give. I mean, we decide on a case-by-case basis. I think in some cases, yeah, I would support giving some of them citizenship, and in some cases, give them a temporary visa, like a temporary work visa that can be renewable or whatnot, depending on the situation. But I do think we need to be better at guarding that border. and we need to be better specifically at preventing terrorists and drug cartels from coming in. That's what I think we should be doing. Now, specifically, you know, Donald Trump does appeal to that anger, and then also, like, specifically, like, you know, when many people who, many employers of illegal immigrants employ them for cheap labor, and that so that also, like, you know, the job market and many Americans are, and then that results, like, getting many Americans in states that border Mexico, you know, and then that results in many Americans in states that border Mexico, you know, losing their job as well. Because they're able to get the cheaper labor of the illegal immigrants. And so so Donald Trump does indeed appeal to that anger, but at the same time, I don't think Donald Trump is the answer. Now, it's funny also that speaking of Donald Trump and immigration, I'm going to show here that Donald Trump is indeed a hypocrite, because, I mean, A, it is a fact that, like, you know, Donald Trump himself employs illegal immigrants. You know, Donald Trump says that most of the people who cross into Mexico into America illegally are rapists, and yet Donald Trump himself hires illegal immigrants. Donald Trump himself hires illegal immigrants to build the Trump Tower. That's fact number one. Now, fact number two, I'm going to take you to an article to an article where Trump actually criticized, back in 2012, Trump actually criticized Romney for being too harsh on illegal immigrants. Now, I'm going to read you some of the quotes. I'm going to take you to that article and read you to some of the quotes of what Donald Trump said. Try to find it here. So, trying to find it, but I'm trying to find the. Here's the article by the. Bear in mind that we can post to the left wing source, but nevertheless, I'm going to read you some of Trump's comments. Now, bear in mind, now, Trump blamed, back in 2012, Trump blamed Romney's defeat on him being too harsh on illegal immigrants. Now, this is what Trump said about Romney, you know, when it came to the illegal immigration situation. Trump said, quote, he had a crazy policy of self-deportation, which was maniacal. It sounded as bad as it was, and he lost all the Latino vote. He lost the Asian vote. He lost everybody who was inspired to come into this country, end quote. I mean, now the people who cross in illegally, most of them are rapists and whatnot. But before, you know, they were just people who they were just everybody who was inspired to come into this country. That's the Trump for you. You know, when it benefits Trump's because the bottom line is this: when it benefits, you know, Trump's inflated ego, most of the illegal immigrants are rapists. If it benefits his ego to think that, if it benefits his ego to think, oh, they're just inspired to come into this country, then basically, you know, that's the case according to Donald Trump. They're just inspired to come into this country. So Donald Trump there, you know, Donald Trump said that Romney lost the Latino vote and the Asian vote. He lost everybody because of Romney's horrible, harsh immigration policy. And now we see Trump is proposing to deport everybody back into Mexico, deport all the illegal immigrants into Mexico. Excuse me. But yeah. So now, but I mean, the bottom line, as I said, is, you know, I mean, I do agree that, yes, it is a legitimate issue what's happening in the border. And yes, it is true that politically correct leftists will call you racist or bigot or all the name of the book or all the names of the books if you dare to say that we should guard our borders. I mean, yes, all that's true. If you dare to say that we should guard our borders, politically correct leftists will say that you're a bigot, you're a racist, and you're this and you're that. I mean, that's true. And I mean, yes, and it is true what that's the problem with having in our borders, specifically like with Iran and ISIS trying to infiltrate their way through that border in order to come after us, and specifically with them working with the Mexican drug cartels in order to come after us. All that's a problem. And I said, we need to guard our borders. As I said, I'm agnostic when it comes to the wall. I'm for doing whatever is effective, whether it offends people or not. But again, I just don't think Trump is the answer. I just think he's at the end of the day about media attention and about getting his face in front of cameras. As I said, you know, I mean, back in 2012, Romney's immigration policy, Marlon Romney's policy for illegal immigrants, I should say, I mean, was too maniacal for Donald Trump back in 2012. And now you see Trump is now having a deport all the illegal immigrants policy. And now it's for the people who are here illegally. Now, I think we should also design a case-by-case basis for them. I mean, give some of them citizenship, give some of them temporary visas, and sure, some of them we should deport. We should decide fully on a case-by-case basis on what to do about the people who are here illegally and what to do about people who are trying to cross that border from Mexico into America. Decide on a case-by-case basis on what to do. Give some of them citizenship. Give some of them temporary visas. It's not a case-by-case basis. But we do need to guard that border. We do indeed need to guard that border. That's the point. So bear in mind also, as I said, you know, Trump back in 2012 called Romney's policy for illegal immigrants maniacal and blamed Romney's quote-unquote maniacal policy for his defeat back in 2012. He lost everybody. He lost the vote of everybody who was inspired to come into this country, is what Trump said about Romney back in 2012. Now also, as I said, Trump hires illegal immigrants to build the Trump Tower. So while Trump is saying deport everybody, he himself hires illegal immigrants. Trump himself hires illegal immigrants when it benefits him. Now let's also go to also Trump and him saying he wants to ban Muslim immigration, which is another example of hypocrisy, and also him saying he wants to be neutral when it comes to a topic that I obsess over, namely the topic of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Trump says he wants to be neutral between Israel and the Palestinians. Now Trump says, I remember watching it on YouTube. I watched an interview of Trump on the Kelly Files that is on Megyn Kelly's show. I'm going to upload that file and play it sometime, maybe on this show when I find the time to do another show. But basically, you know, what happened basically was the topic of Pamela Geller and her Draw Muhammad cartoons came up, you know, when Pamela Geller, you know, hosted the Draw Muhammad cartoon event, and they were just expressing their, I mean, whether you agree with the act of drawing Muhammad or not, I mean, you cannot deny that it is their First Amendment rights. Now, and contrary to what those on the left may believe, freedom of speech includes the freedom to be offensive. Offensive speech is protected by the First Amendment. Now, disagreeing with offensive speech is also part of the First Amendment, too. Saying that, like, those who say offensive things are full of crap is also part of the First Amendment, no doubt. But offensive speech, nevertheless, is protected by the First Amendment. And so what happened was, you know, it was when Pamela Geller and hosted these Draw Muhammad cartoons, and ISIS, you know, tried to assassinate Pamela Geller, and ISIS tried to bomb that event. And Donald Trump blamed that attack on Pamela Geller and her group being too provocative, you know, on the Kelly Files show. But later, after the Paris terrorist attack, Trump says, oh, ban Muslim immigrants. And yet he says, for instance, that he thinks he can be neutral But then, and yet Trump thinks, and yet Trump says he's going to be a neutral, that he's going to be a neutral negotiator when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and they think he can get peace between Israel and the Palestinians through being a neutral negotiator and through trying the same failed policy of creating this Arab Muslim terrorist state within Israel. Now, bear in mind the Hamas charter, for instance, you know Hamas, which is in charge of Gaza, and Hamas, which has been part of unity governments with Fatah. Hamas's charter calls for the killing of every Jew. Bear that in mind, and bear in mind that Hamas has the same ideology as ISIS and Al Qaeda. Bear all that in mind. Bear all that in mind. Bear in mind that any Palestinians that the Palestinians overwhelmingly were dancing in the streets in response to 9/11. And bear in mind that the Arab Muslim terrorist groups that are fighting Israel have the same ideology as Al Qaeda and ISIS. The same goals, the same agenda, the same ideology. Yet Trump, you know, I mean, look at America, which is a pretty big country. I mean, and no doubt ISIS is willing to do whatever they can to try to kill us. And no doubt Obama is, you know, and yet Obama's weak foreign policy is what emboldens ISIS. All that's true. Specifically with Obama, he's going around saying that those who have a legitimate concern about the Syrian refugees being potentialized as recruits, when Obama said, oh, it's just the GOP being afraid of three world orphans, which is, you know, the typical trick that these leftists tend to engage in. But also, like, you know, with Trump saying he wants to ban all Muslim immigrants from coming into America because of the threat of some of them being radical Muslims, but nevertheless, he thinks he can be able to get peace between Israel and the Palestinians through creating a terror state within Israel's borders, even though Israel is the size of New Jersey. Israel is the size of New Jersey, and yet somehow, because of radical Islam being dangerous, we cannot allow Muslim immigrants in the U.S., yet we can have a Muslim terrorist state within the borders of Israel, even though Israel is the size of New Jersey. This is an example of Trump's hypocrisy. This is the example of the inconsistencies of Trumpism. Because, I mean, Donald Trump, as I said, I mean, he comes out there putting his face all over the media, acting as if, like, I mean, he's a stubby hand baby, acting as if, you know, he's Superman and he can do everything and stuff like that, you know. He comes out there acting as if he's Superman and whatnot, and just out there, you know, I mean, the presidency is another gig for Donald Trump. That's all it is, another gig for him to boost his ego. It's not about promoting conservatism. Donald Trump is not a small government religious conservative. Donald Trump is not religious, and he's not a conservative, and he's not for small government. He supports universal health care. He will support eminent Trump domain if it benefits his company. You know, you know what I mean? So Trump is none of those. He's none. Trump stands for nothing. Trump stands for nothing of what Trump stands for, none of the core values of what the Republican Party stands for, is what I mean to say. Nothing. He stands for nothing. He stands for none of the core values of the Republican Party. None. Zero. Zip. And so for the Republican Party to elect Donald Trump, I think, would be a disgrace. Would be a disgrace. I mean, as I said, I would vote for Donald Trump only as a last resort if it's him against Hillary or Bernie and there's no better option. Because I really don't want Hillary or Bernie in. I think we had way too much of this Democrat leftism with Obama in office, and I don't want Obama's policies to continue through Bernie or Hillary Clinton. I don't. But Trump is just, you know, please don't choose him. This is Donald Trump, you know. Ban Muslim immigrants from coming in because some of them are radicals, but, you know, but somehow he can get peace through having a Muslim terrorist state created within Israel's borders, that, by the way, also hates America, you know. And yet somehow Trump is so great that he can get peace through having a Muslim terrorist state within Israel's borders. That's what Trump seems to believe. But, I mean, again, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, for those who say, you know, I mean, the conservative base of the Republican Party ultimately is debating on what to do about Donald Trump. They know Trump is not a conservative. But they're debating, you know, if they're willing to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, or how much is Trump really, or is Trump, you know, whether Trump is tolerable is what they're really debating. Well, whether they can give him the benefit of the doubt, or whether Trump is tolerable. Now, you know, my view, as I said, I really don't want Donald Trump to be the GOP nominee. I really don't want him to be president. But I would only, I would only root for him to be president if he runs against Hillary or Bernie, and there's no better option, as I said. Only then. That's my view. But the conservative base of the Republican Party is debating on what to do with Donald Trump, whether they're going to back the doubt or whatnot. I mean, bear in mind, you know, I mean, Donald Trump is now going out there trying to appeal to religious conservatives, you know, and Palin endorsing Donald Trump is a mistake. I mean, Sarah Palin, on the issue of abortion, for instance, for example, Sarah Palin is overwhelmingly staunchly pro-life, and she even gave birth to a Down syndrome baby rather than you know, cutting up that Down syndrome baby within her womb. And that was, of course, absolutely the right decision Sarah Palin made. That was morally the correct decision, absolutely the right decision, absolutely. Because I think, you know, it's a disgrace that 90% of Down syndrome babies get aborted. I think that's a disgrace, but the disgrace is an understatement. But, you know, and of course, Sarah Palin has been bashed by the left for not killing her Down syndrome baby in utero. So Sarah Palin, you know, is a religious conservative and is for small government, stands for the right positions. And yet she endorses Donald Trump, which is a mistake. Even though Sarah Palin is very staunchly pro-life, very staunchly anti-abortion, Donald Trump is a pro-abort. Donald Trump supports partial birth abortion. And he said he supports partial birth abortion. And rather than, you know, owning up to it and saying, you know what, I said that and I changed. You know, Donald Trump knows he did not change. Donald Trump, you know, decided, you know, I'm going to go after Ted Cruz. I'm going to get my lawyer and I'm going to sue Ted Cruz for what? For saying the truth? For saying exactly what Donald Trump, for showing exactly what Donald Trump said? For showing exactly what Donald Trump said, you know, in supporting partial birth abortion? Now Donald Trump says he's going to go sue after Ted Cruz. Bottom line, you know, is this. Donald Trump, I mean, if you support partial birth abortion, you support death. It's really that simple. If you support allowing a partial birth abortion, you support partial birth abortion, and you therefore support death. Just like if you support allowing slavery, you support slavery, and you support owning other people as property. I mean, it's really that simple. You cannot be for allowing partial birth abortion and not be for partial birth abortion. As I said, that's like being for allowing slavery and not being pro-slavery. It makes zero sense. It's like saying, you know, you're for, you know, it's like saying you're for allowing the killing of other people, but you're not for killing other people. You're for allowing other people to be treated as property, to be held as property, but you're not for holding other people as property. Do you see how little sense that makes? I hope you know this is not this is not professionally well done. This is not a professional. This is not professional radio. This is Blog Talk Radio, where us common folks come and we rant and stuff like that. And maybe you know I sometimes stutter and I may not have presented my method in the most coherent, best way. But yet, nevertheless, I hope you take the message at least to heart and understand why Trump is bad for the Republican Party. And with that, God bless you, and we're out.